that song because at the moment there's some very special guests in Charleville, a group of elderly, they're not that old, by the way, ex-service men and women are attempting to ride small motor scooters from Ipswich to Townsville in order to raise funds for that wonderful organisation called Legacy. They set off on the 24th of August last year. They're leaving Charleville this morning on the way to Blackall. They were here all weekend, and before they hit the road north, I am very pleased to say, they're called Scooterville, by the way. Been around a little while. To say Trevor Benaworth from Scooterville kindly joins me. G'day, Trev.
Darren, how are you?
I'm good, mate. Thank you so much for coming in to join us. John's with us as well. Morning, John.
Good morning.
Good to see you. I just firstly, don't Legacy do an amazing job?
They do, mate. They
just bring that up a little bit closer, mate.
Yeah, they definitely do. There'll be a lot of families in the outback out here that rely on them and have done for years and years and years.
Yeah, and it's like any of those organisations. They do it because they simply want to do it. They want to help their community.
That's correct.
So tell us the story of Scooterville. How did that start?
Well, Scooterville started back in 2014. It was called Scooter Bore then. We rode across the Nullarbor on 50cc scooters.
How long did that take?
That was a 10-day job.
10-day job, yeah.
And we raised funds for Beyond Blue then.
Yeah.
And we were going to do it in the following year, but then COVID took over.
Yeah.
And we had a two-and-a-half-year break. Yeah. So we got it going again last year. We called it Scooterville because it's scooters to Townsville.
Yes.
And we left Ipswich, and it took us 16 days, and we finally ended up in Townsville and raised a bunch of money for Legacy.
Okay.
And we thought, well, that's a great idea. Let's do it again.
We're
doing it again this year.
It is fantastic to have you here. And it's nice that you've taken the time not just to go from Ipswich up the coast. You've come inland to visit us out in our part of the world. Have you been – I know, John, you were saying you were in Charleville quite a long time ago. Have you been to – what do you remember of Charleville back in those days? When was it, John? Do you remember when you were –
Yes,
when you were here last?
In the late 90s, I was towing a caravan with the dog and the wife. And,
yeah, okay.
We pulled into Charleville. We had a little altercation with another dog and had to hunt around and find a vet over the weekend,
which was
a lot of fun.
Yeah.
But I remember it quite fondly, actually, Charleville.
Good. It's a great little place. It's a really wonderful part of the community.
It sure is.
Terrific little community. Trev, you've been here before, out in our part of the world, of course.
Yes, I was up January. I was up in January.
Yeah. So how did you, I mean, you both served. We'll talk about your service history. Where did you serve?
I started off at Edinburgh. Like, I did the rookies course at Edinburgh. That was back in 65.
Yeah, okay.
And then I went to Laverton, and John and I were both radio technicians.
We
fixed all the radios and nav gear and stuff on the aircraft.
Yeah, yeah.
And I was posted to Richmond out of Sydney.
Yeah, yeah.
I did a stint in Vietnam in 69-70,
and
then
back
to Richmond, and then left.
And left, yeah. And it's so nice just that you never, I told you before, one of my wonderful mates that I've had known for years and I've worked on radio with is Cole Elliott, the comedian, and Cole's an ex-Vietnam vet along with Normie Rowe. They were on the same boat, the Hobart, I think, when they went over on the Hobart. And he does a lot of stuff for Legacy and also things like Variety and that sort of thing. What do you get out of it? I mean, we get out a lot because you guys come through town and you give some time to us. What do you get out of it? Doing a trip like this?
It's mateship, mate, mainly.
Yeah.
And just meeting people like you.
We
call into a lot of little towns
and
meet a lot of nice people.
And
we raise funds for Legacy, so that's the main thing.
The trip across the Nullarbor on a scooter. These are 50cc, little nifty 50.
They were 50. We're not using 50s anymore.
Yeah. And they still make 50s on it.
They do.
They still do?
Yeah, okay. But God, you take a long time to get anywhere. So
Tell us, you must have met some wonderful characters.
We did.
In some of those places.
Yeah.
You got a couple of you that come to mind?
Well, there's a bloke up at Longreach, for starters, who rides a white bull into town. So,
There is. That's right, there is. And there's a few places around where people ride horses into the pub.
Oh, yes.
That's common.
Yeah.
Yeah, without going through the drive-thru.
Well, for here, we've got Merv Hughes coming into town.
Yeah.
So Merv's going to fly into Longreach on the Sunday. It'll be the 27th of August.
Terrific, yeah.
And he'll overnight here for a few nights.
That's wonderful.
And then stay with us all the way to Longreach.
So how did Merv get involved in
I met him at Emerald last year.
Okay.
He was up there for a cricket event.
Yeah.
And I just fronted him and asked him if he would, and he said, for Legacy, mate, I'll do anything.
Yeah, so that shows you the power of something like Legacy, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does.
It really does.
Yeah.
When you jump on the scooter, Does reality hit, like, anything you do comes up as an idea on a bit of paper? You think, you know what, let's just jump on a scooter. Let's get a few of us together. Let's go to Townsville. When did the reality hit that, hang on, we're actually riding scooters on a highway to Townsville?
First night?
Yeah. Is that right?
Yeah. Well, see, we have two riders for each scooter.
We've
got a bus.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
We've got one bloke in the bus and one on the scooter.
Okay.
And about every 100 or so, 100K, we stop
and
swap over.
Yeah, you need to do that, I suppose. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. So from here to Blackall today.
Yep.
From Blackall, you're staying in Blackall just overnight.
Yes.
Do you work with sort of the community itself? Like you were at the RSL last night. What do you do within the communities when you, get to each town?
We had a meeting with Zorro.
Yeah.
Mayor Zorro yesterday.
Yeah.
And with Greg.
Yep.
The RSL guy.
Over the RSL. Yep.
And we've got a few things planned.
Oh, that's lovely.
Yeah.
That's great. So we'll see you out here again
at
some point
in
the future.
Certainly will.
That's terrific. Well, I think it's... I think you sent to me a little while ago, you sent some information through to me some time ago and said we were going to come through. And it's so nice to catch up. Sorry I couldn't catch up over the weekend with you guys. But thank you so much for coming in. I wish you all the very best. Safe travels. And you'll love Blackall. Blackall's a great...
Yeah.
Blackall's a great little community, actually. It really is. So, as I said, you left before you say goodbye. 24th of August, you left. When you arrive in Townsville, you think you saw me in September?
8th of September.
So, a year on the road.
Yeah, we're staying at the Army are putting us up there for a couple of nights. So
yeah, okay. Yeah,
at Laverick Barracks.
Yeah. That's great. Yeah. So, everyone who's involved in it are ex-service people, as I said in the intro.
What we're also doing, I don't know whether I mentioned it or not, but USQ, University of Southern Queensland.
Yep, sure.
They're sending along two of their senior media students, and the whole thing's going to be televised.
That's brilliant.
And then all that data will be taken back to the uni, and they'll produce a one-hour television show, which will be shown on Channel 7. And the idea is to...
That is fantastic.
...promote the towns which we go through.
So, that's brilliant.
Yeah, so we're doing that.
That is wonderful. Well, it gives... Yeah. I think something like this should be shouted from the rooftops, because I think a lot of this sort of stuff goes unheralded, you know, by a lot of people. And I think, as I said before, you know, Trev, to take your time to come out and see us here and to do what you guys are doing. And also, not only that, but working with an organisation like Legacy. We've had family members and friends over the years have been, you know, my granddad was in the war and Legacy helped my grandma in the early days when granddad didn't come home. So we know sort of roughly what Legacy do. So congratulations on what you're doing. Safe travels to Blackall. We really look forward to keeping in touch. I've got your number. So look forward to keeping in touch. Let us know how you're going.
We
might actually try to catch up with you in the next week or two and see how the travel's going. How do we do that? We'll do it on the phone.
Lovely.
All right, that'll be terrific. Trevor, John, thank you.
All the best.
Yeah, thank you, mate. Lovely to meet you, mate. Trevor and John from Scooterville off to Blackall today. If you see them on the road, wish them all the best. Can people actually donate as
They go to our website, which is radschool.org.au. That's radschool.org.au.
Right.
And then just click on donate.
Okay, perfect. Let's hope as many people do that
as
possible. And if you see them on the road, stop. Wish them all the best as well. Trev, John, lovely to meet you. Safe trip to Blackall. I wanted to leave you this. This is Willie Nelson. It's on the road again. It's 14 to 9. It's a double R.
On the road again. Just can't wait to get on the road again. The life I love is making music with my friends. And I can't wait to